This is fucked up. Shit. Shit. Shit.
Okay. Hold on. Answer the phone, John. Answer the phone. Yo! You!
What the fuck do you want? God damn it. I'll be right back. Mike, what?
Okay, we got a problem.
What's up?
Somebody broke into the store.
Wait, what? Somebody broke in to press play?
Yes, I came here to open up. Because obviously I knew you weren't getting your ass out of bed early today. And, it's really kind of fucked up in here, honestly.
Is Tony's collection okay?
Tony's collection is great. Our podcast setup is not.
Fuck. Is the inventory okay? I mean, past Tony's special collection.
All that's fine. They didn't touch anything, but I came into the office back here, you know, where we keep all of the, you know, the equipment and the computer and all that stuff.
Right.
The external hard drive is that we have some of our, like, files.
Yeah, everything's on it, I know.
Well, yeah. That is kind of, let's say, not in one piece anymore.
Somebody fucking smashed the external hard drive?
Yeah, and the computer...
Dude, that was fucking 5 terabytes. You know how much that cost?
I know.
Fuck.
And the computer back here, like, the keyboard is all fucked up. They plucked out my F and my U. I don't know why. And I just turned on the computer. The screen is totally fucked.
Fuck.
And on the fucking wall.
Dude.
And on the wall, they fucking wrote, 80s rule, millennials suck.
80s rules?
80s rules, millennials suck.
Fuck.
Hey, that rhymes.
All right. I'll be right in.
Drive
safe.
Hey,
babe, I gotta leave. All right, bye.
I hope he was using protection.
This is a-
Hey, you.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
You got down here pretty quick, and that tooth that went through your lip, I see that you got that out nice and...
Yeah, I'm healing back up. I mean, I can actually talk normal now, so yeah. That's good.
Yeah, because before you were like...
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but yes, my lips were pretty swollen.
I wish we could have recorded, you know, at that point, because I'll tell you how you here's how you would have sounded if we recorded at that point.
Wait. Are you recording right now?
Yeah, now I'm recording everything.
Fuck, dude. I
recorded, you know, before, pretty much, you know, when we said we were going to sit down and record, I would hit record and I'd be like, okay, now if we bullshit it, I always would get that on the recording.
But okay,
now,
okay.
But well, now I'm just going to record from 10 to 9 every day.
Jesus Christ. Well, let's not waste this. All right, and welcome to VHS Life. Feels good.
And I dropped the phone.
Yeah, it feels good to be back, man. I mean, it feels good to actually be able to speak again. It feels good to be here. Yeah, fuck you, dude. All right. So, we'll address that.
Did you use protection?
Always.
So no morning after pill for you then?
Not for me.
Well, I know. Well, obviously.
Depends on how rough things get. I mean,
right.
Sometimes the magnums just don't hold up. And
you break through that magnum, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
You break on through.
Anyway.
The Rhodes King cock breaks on through to the other side of that magnum.
Break on through to the... All right, so here's the thing. If you follow us on Facebook,
yeah,
VHS Life Podcast, it's a group page. You should follow it.
Yeah.
Press Play has its own page. You should follow that.
Nobody.
If you're not following us there,
it's 9 people like it. I want more people to like it.
It's just a store page.
It's a fucking great store. We love it here.
That's true. I fucking love the store. That's why I still work here. But anyway, fuck you. If you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you probably saw the pictures of my face from about 2 weeks ago, a week ago. And you probably noticed a little bit of a lack of a show in a little while. Allow me to explain.
Please do. I'll sit back here and get my water. And, okay, we're going to just paint little trees, nice little trees.
Yeah, it's story time, kids. Gather round. Uncle Johnny's going to tell you about how his face got fucked up.
Here's Johnny! There you go, fucker. Go ahead.
All right, so when last we left off, John had gained a Ouija board.
Yeah.
And you guys were probably expecting a really badass episode for Halloween, right? Where we sat down with the Ouija board and did us some cool shit. Sorry.
Didn't fucking happen.
And I'll tell you guys why. Mm-hmm. All right. I came home from my apartment one night and my door was cracked.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not a pussy. So, well, of course I dialed 911 because I'm not a fucking moron,
right.
But I'm not a pussy either, uh-huh. And I went in.
Yeah.
And the place actually looked decent.
Mm-hmm.
However, lo and behold, in my den, it's the spare bedroom that I just use as an office, but I prefer to call it a den.
Yeah.
80s me was there, fucking stealing the Ouija board and the rest of the shit.
Oh, wow.
And let's just say we didn't have a whole lot of small talk. Or to translate that, the motherfucker hits like a goddamn sledgehammer. But, interestingly enough, We're an equal match, mostly because he's me from a parallel universe or a broken reality or whatever the fuck you want to say, where it's still the 80s, and I'm John still. So, yeah. I actually think I would have taken him if 80s Michael J didn't fucking tase me from behind. I know, you love this story. So, yes, 80s Michael J has finally showed up, except he has a much more maniacal, evil laugh. Because, yeah, that's what he did after he tased me. And then,
just imagine yeah, so, the fucking noise you made as you're fucking getting tased like a bitch.
Yeah, so 80s Michael J tased me, and you might ask yourself, how did Michael J sneak up on you? I mean, he's a gimp.
That's what I'm 80s asking.
Michael J's not. No, no. He has a slight limp, from what I could see from laying on the fucking floor.
He's a limpy gimp.
And he has a cane. Just one. I think he mostly used it as a walking stick. Hard to fucking say. Once again, slightly concussed, laying on the floor. So yes, tased, and then, of course, 80s Michael J laughed maniacally and mm-hmm. proceeded to kick me mm-hmm. multiple times.
And I kicked in the face?
Yes, yes, you did.
Didn't I, when I kicked you, isn't that when your tooth went through your lip?
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. That's actually kind of a blur. That's hard to say exactly when my tooth went through my lip.
Okay.
Might have also been when 80s me decided to punch me a couple times when I was down after being fucking tased.
So,
but needless to say, this wasn't a fucking action movie or anything where, you know, they told us their evil plan. No, he just beat the shit out of me. Fucking stole the Ouija board and the rest of the shit that came with it and left.
Yeah.
Fuckers. And now they break in here.
I gotta
they fuck up our recording equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, that
they're definitely upping their game.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you. Okay. Well, I should tell you. I don't think you want to see it.
What?
Well, apparently, the external hard drive,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just smashed. It's actually still in the bathroom, in the toilet.
The bathroom?
Yeah, you should go into the bathroom and look in the toilet.
This is fucking stupid. Why am I going back here to the fucking...
Here, hold on a minute. Wait, don't go in yet. Let me make sure that we have the microphone so we can capture your reaction.
Come on, Mike. This is really completely unnecessary.
Okay. Hold on. He's wired up, folks. Listen to what do you have to say?
This really, really unfucking necessary.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, look.
Are you fucking kidding me? Somebody took a shit on top of our external hard drive.
I think that means 80s me also likes coffee.
I would assume it's fucking splattered everywhere. It looks like a nuclear explosion went off in somebody's ass.
That's usually what happens after I drink coffee. So I would assume that also happens when 80s me drinks coffee. So now, who's going to go and fish that out?
I'm not.
Do you think Tony would like to do that?
No, I think Tony's going to fire us if we don't get this shit fixed.
Well, see, here's the thing. I can't look at it. Because if I look at it, I will start gagging. And if I
gag... Yeah, I'm assuming that's why there's the puke in the sink.
Yes.
Which, by the way, you still need to clean that up, too.
I can't.
Jesus Christ, we need another fucking employee around here.
I agree with you. Preferably female, please.
Well, of course. Alright.
Dark
meat.
Dark meat. Thank you.
Okay. So, You
All
drag
right.
me out into the middle of the woods in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yes.
Well, we're attacked by some supernatural force.
Well, we're done with the woods now, so why do you have to keep bringing it
tossed
up?
Into the 70s
yeah.
reality.
Right.
Brought back naked.
Right. Which I'm sure 80s you enjoyed
hippies.
Looking at me naked.
Fucking hippies.
Yes.
And then 80s means trailing me.
Yes.
Fucking breaks in here once.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't do anything, just rummage you around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
The two of us gang up on me mm-hmm. and beat the fuck out of me.
Exactly.
And then break in here, trash our stuff, shit on the external hard drive.
Yeah.
This is war, man.
Which I can't. We have
this,
to.
This,
I can't.
This is like scare tactics. This is a mental war right now. Not only are they fucking with our livelihoods, but they're taking. Fuck them.
Well, I think it's past a mental war at this point.
Well, no. This is. Oh. Ooh, they're You know what?
It's really starting to stink in here. Can we, like, yeah.
All right, let's go back.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, but think about it this, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're up in the game. They're trying to scare us off.
Right.
They're trying to piss us off.
Exactly.
This is a show of dominance. They can get us anywhere.
Total. They
well, you
own
know,
our asses, bitch.
You know what? The 1977 Trans Am.
Yeah.
That sticks out.
Well, yeah.
Two can play this trailing game.
You think you're going to
find I'm going to fucking find them.
Okay, well, you go look and I'll stay here where it's safe.
I'm not going to find them now, obviously, but I'm going to fucking find them.
Well, why don't you want to find them now?
And we're going to get that feature for them. And we're gonna fucking do that episode. We're going to solve how to do this shit.
Right.
And we're going to fix reality and kick those motherfuckers out of here with their greedy ass bullshit where they can rule their own fucking world and not conquer ours.
Fuck them. We need to fix reality.
They
because...
say 80s rules.
Yeah.
Fuck the 80s. I can't believe I just said that. I love the 80s.
Yes, exactly. I don't understand.
Fuck their broken reality
where
80s.
Where this is coming from. Yes, this is certainly not... we're not trying to do a Don Coscarelli sequel to John Dies at the End here. So, yes, this needs to be fixed.
Yeah. No, we'll get it, man. I really do think... I mean,
we'll play Ravager with this shit. I'll get some spears on their asses.
Let's think about this. I mean, the Ouija board still works. People use them all the time, just because it's not.
Well, where is
Halloween,
it, Dingbat?
It'll still work. I gotta get it back.
Where? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where is it, idiot?
I will fucking track 80s me, and I will find it.
Well, then get off your ass and do
it.
Get
it back.
Okay, well, here's what you got to do.
Oh,
here's what you're doing. You're going to go back there. You're going to get the mop, and you're going to get, like, gloves and the hazmat suit. You're going to put it on. You're going to go back there. You're going to clean and disinfect the bathroom. And then you're going to fish the fucking... Actually, you know what? Fish the external hard drive out of the toilet before you clean it up. Then clean and disinfect the bathroom. Then after that...
Most
then,
of this is liquid. Why didn't you just flush it?
Because it's disgusting. Then, I will stay here in the safety of the store, and you can go and track down 80s us and get our, whatever the fuck, the Ouija board back so we can get Pazuzu or whatever the fuck is there and fix our reality.
Pazuzu. This isn't the fucking Exorcist.
Didn't you say
Dude,
it
said
it was...
Zozo?
Oh, Zozo. That's I got mixed up.
Yeah.
My fault.
I don't know what the fuck Zozo. I think it's just the name of the board, or it's like a word of power to make the board more. I don't
isn't
fucking
that the
know.
Genie from Big? that was in that machine. Oh, no, that was Zoltan. I'm sorry. Or Zoltron or whatever
the fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you? And who the fuck do you think you are ordering me around? I'm the assistant manager. Sir, I'm the one writing under the owner, Tony.
Sir, let me tell
you're
you
under me.
Sir, let me tell you
shit
something.
Rolls downhill.
While you were getting your fucking jollies on this morning and tapping some ass, all right, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Shit just rolled uphill. Because Michael J. got a fucking promotion, bitch.
No.
I'm your boss now. So you are officially the official press play video shit cleaner upper.
No.
And I am here with my throne
so
and my
you're
scepter.
You're telling me,
and
Tony.
I am going to fucking...
You're telling me Tony made you assistant manager and demoted me?
Well, he said if you're going to spend the majority of your days when you're supposed to come here to open, if you're more worried about getting ass than opening the store, obviously, you know, you can only call out so many times, sir. Or you can only say, well, have Mike come in and open up today. You can only do that so many times. It's been fucking... I mean, and you missed all that time because your fucking canine incisor or whatever the fuck it is went through your lip?
I had three splits in my lip, a tooth through my lip, a black eye, and more bruises than I could fucking count.
Right, but here's the thing. A real assistant manager would have fucking just been here in a second like I was.
All right, just shut up a second. I'm going to call Tony.
So you're demoted to shit duty.
Just... pause this. We're taking a break. I'm calling Tony.
He won't answer
you. Oh, I'm calling Tony.
He won't answer you, and I can't pause it because now we're recording. You know, now it's press play live. Calling the owner. There we go. Go ahead.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
Alright, and we're back, and in actuality, I've still been recording all this time, but now officially we're coming back, and I did do some chopping. I had to get another computer because our computer is disappointing, so I have one of these old, oh my god, it's a Commodore 64. How the fuck is this even holding anything that we're trying to do here? I have no idea. Well, wait. I don't know. Wow. Yeah, that is a Commodore 64. Wow. Hold on. This should not be working right now.
Fucking son of a bitch, Tony.
Did you get done cleaning that bathroom yet, boy?
I fucking hate you.
And you know what? If you're gonna backtalk, you can go 2 stores down to that Mexican store and get me some fucking sweet bread. Yeah.
Well, actually, once we close up, why don't we just go there? We'll have some tacos and get some chalupas.
No. That's Taco Suave. That's 2 stores down on the right. The Mexican store, like it's the Mexican equivalent to 7-Eleven, is like 2 stores up on the right.
Let's have
to go get me sweet bread.
No. Once we're done here, dude, let's just go get tacos, my treat.
You're damn right, your treat, yeah.
Churros.
Oh, yes. I love that.
All right, burrito, yay. And nachos with cheese, yes. fucking still stinks.
Well, obviously you didn't do a good enough job cleaning it up, but I guess that means we just have to buy more bleach.
Ugh. Okay, so I watched a lot of horror movies in October, and I watched our very special edition, the ultimate cut of Friday the 13th, A New Blood.
Actually, it's called and The it really New Blood, me. Not A New Blood.
The New Blood.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's get it right.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. It got me thinking a lot about the MPAA.
They're a bunch of assholes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's fucking talk about that for a little bit. I mean, because we talk about all kinds of stuff here. Mm-hmm. So let's fucking talk about that for a second.
Yes, please. Let's do.
What is the MPAA? The Motion Picture Association of America.
Correct.
What is this mysterious governing body that decides what we can and can't see, and what is the correct rating of this and that, and, you know, what the fuck is this, okay? I mean, back in the day, people were in an uproar, right? Mm-hmm. So the government cracked down on Hollywood and said, govern it yourselves or we will. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the MPAA was created.
Right.
Now, the MPAA is actually owned by the major studios.
Is it? I just thought it was a bunch of unsatisfied housewives that, you know, they weren't getting their jollies off at home, so they decided to form a group where they picked apart our beloved films.
Yeah, well, let's actually talk about that. How would somebody go about being chosen to be able to rate a film?
A sexually frustrated person.
Well, let's think about that. Obviously, somebody that has a degree in filmmaking, I would naturally assume some background in it. You know, God damn it. Answer the phone.
Press play. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. Sausage Party. Here? Not here? We just got it in the other day.
Is it out yet? I mean, is it out available to rent yet?
It came out Tuesday. It should be here.
Shows how much attention I take.
Well, obviously, you're too busy tapping that ass, so tap those computer keys and find out where the fuck it is, please.
It's fucking here.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yes. Well, my associate, sir, says that it is in stock. So, you'd like to get it tomorrow. Okay.
We don't reserve a copy for the next day.
I will do that for him.
What?
I will do that for him. I will definitely do that for you, sir. Okay? All right. John Heffer. Okay. All right, I'll put it aside for you, and we will see you tomorrow, John. Thank you very much. And be kind, rewind. Thank you. There we go.
We don't...
That's how you talk to customers.
I'm getting the next one.
The next call.
Next call.
If we get a call.
I haven't fucking done that in how many years, but I'm getting the next one.
You're getting it all right. Oh my god, you're getting it. Oh shit, you're full.
Okay.
You're fucking hilarious.
I fucking hate you so much. So going back to where we were, man. Obviously, you know, some kind of background, just a general knowledge. You know, we want somebody highly educated making these decisions. And, of course, there's huge manuals and guidelines and exactly what makes something G, PG, PG-13, R. You know, there has to be huge, huge books just outlining all this, right?
Right.
You would think. I mean, that would be the logical thing, that obviously this would all be. Are you fucking playing with your phone?
Well, sir, see, here's the thing. I'm the assistant manager now, so I can do whatever I feel like.
You hold on to that. And you hold it real close. Okay. So I'm taking that back, bitch.
Go ahead. You can try. Try as you will. Try as you might.
I won't become
assistant manager tonight.
I've been employee of the month more than any other employee Press Play has ever had.
Well, guess what? That doesn't count anymore because somebody felt that getting ass was more important. And just because they had a split lip in three places and an incisor gone through their fucking lip, they, ooh, I'm a little bitch. Ooh, I can't come to work. Ooh.
I have another job. I was healing up because who really wants to walk into the store and see me the way I looked when I was fucking God damn it. End of here. End it over. Hello, Press Play Video. How may I help you? The new Ghostbusters film. Yeah, of course we have it. It's pretty close to closing. Yeah, what I can do is I can set a copy behind the counter for you. And if you just don't get here before closing, I'll have to put it back on the shelf and you can try again tomorrow. But it's no big deal. I'm sure we'll have enough copies in. Well, there's no need for that kind of language. I set it behind that. Sir, it's fine. I'll set it behind. I see you're upset. I can clearly hear that. If you just give me... Okay, here's what I can do. I can give you two free rental... You know what? Fuck you too, you piece of shit. I don't give a fuck about your screaming kid in the background. Smack that little fucker and tell him to shut the fuck up. A man's talking here, bitch. Okay, I get that. I don't give a fuck because your welfare check didn't come in. Fuck you, click. God damn. Fucking. Okay. Damn right, Mike. Wait. That's how you handle that shit.
Now, okay. All right, I think we need anger management and maybe some sensitivity training in here.
sensitivity training.
I think maybe you need Dr. Rosenthal to give you one of those fuckers that you gave me before. I forget what it's called, but yeah, that's what you need.
No, I'm just a little stressed. I'm a little stressed. Yeah. I was
your world's falling apart. Assaulted. It's understandable.
I mean, we broke reality. I mean, we haven't officially broke reality yet, but reality is broken.
It's. I think your life is pretty broken at this point, honestly. Your reality right now is broken.
How about you get the next call?
I'll try, but for now, let's get back to this MPAA discussion. It's very
very
entertaining.
Right,
very entertaining.
You know, maybe I should lay off the steroids.
Yeah, please. You know, because that could be a black mark against you regaining your assistant manager position. Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, okay, so. Yeah, we think huge manuals and all that shit, right? Sad, sad fucking truth.
Yes.
The MPAA is just fucking soccer moms. They're random people.
That's what I said before. Case in point, I said that like 5 minutes ago, people that are listening. So I don't know where he's just like reiterating what I said before.
Because I was trying to make a grander point. And you're just like, oh, they're soccer moms.
Yeah, you failed.
They're so frustrated.
You failed. You failed, much like...
I didn't fucking fail.
You failed.
What failed is Hollywood to create a correct system to rate their films. This is a fucking travesty.
Wait, but how is... Okay, what's not correct about it? We have G, PG, PG-13... R, NC-17, X, double X, triple X, triple XL,
10X. You got a little off there, but...
You know. Somewhere in there. It's a lot of ratings. Oh, and then you got...
The bones.
Don't forget TV, Y7, G, TV PG... TV 14.
Just shut TV the fuck MA. Up for a second. Switch steroids?
I'm sorry. TV ratings don't count for the MPAA. That's right.
No, they don't.
Council. Sorry, my bad.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing with it. Mm-hmm. The bones are there. They're good.
Yeah.
But they have no educated people viewing these films to make an enlightened decision around where they should fall. And they have no set guidelines.
Wait, so you're saying, okay, so let me get this straight. You just said that soccer moms are not educated people. Wow. You're really trying to get us hit with a lawsuit, aren't you?
No, what I'm saying is, we need people that have degrees in film or a background in making film that know this extensively.
So Roger Ebert.
I'm okay with that.
Yes, I agree.
And that's what should happen. They should be former filmmakers.
Mm.
They should be the ones rating the films.
Yes.
Now, when I said there are no set guidelines, there are some things. Like, you can't say fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 and still have it be PG-13.
No, you can only say, in a PG-13 film, you can only say fuck one time, and it cannot imply sexual undertones.
Right. I can say, fuck you, Mike, but I can't say, I'm gonna fuck you, Mike.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna. Fuck you and your roly-poly, steroid-packed ass, Rhodes.
Roly-poly?
Does roly-poly I've been cutting, dude. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it means fat. I've been cutting. What the fuck?
I just said it.
That's hurtful, man.
Oh, well, you're not roly-poly. You're I said you're steroid-infused.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. back to the subject at hand.
Yes.
The guidelines are crazy because you would think the most violent, hardcore things are obviously are.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, people out there, that there's more gun violence in PG-13 films than there are in R films.
Okay.
Crazy. Craziness.
Crazy. Total crazy.
Okay. Here's another crazy thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
We could have a full frontal of a woman, right?
Even with the vaginal opening?
Yes.
Oh, good God, yes.
R?
Yes.
We have a dude much less likely to be R.
No, wait, there is...
I said less likely.
Right, but there is a guideline. I'm gonna go with what I know. Take Wild Things from.
It can only be so many inches.
No. Take Wild Things.
So Mike's good and I'm not. I couldn't be in an R.
Well, obviously, because you take magnums, but no, and I take the extra small variety. But no, the deal is you watch. Okay, Kevin Bacon. In Wild Things, 1998, with Nev Campbell and Denise Richards. There is a scene in that film where he is in the shower. Visible. And you see his penis, yes. But if the penis is flaccid, which means, I guess, that's where it's
in,
the soft variety, it can be shown. But as soon as that bitch, gets erect and becomes harder than a rock, you cannot
throbbing man rocket.
Yes, that is
as soon as it becomes a boomstick.
Yes, that is
NC-17.
Yes, actually, no, that's porn. No, that is porn. As soon as it becomes erect, that is porn.
Crazy.
Yes. So it's different. It's like okay. So there's times when I'm in the shower. And, I'm washing. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, R-rated penis, R-rated penis, R-rated penis, R-rated penis, R-rated penis. Okay, porn. There we go.
So, just rewind a little bit.
Yes.
Back to Kevin Bacon's penis.
Kevin Bacon's penis! Hey.
Do you think he rubbed one a little bit? Just to get a chubby? The in between.
Well, yeah, but he didn't really, because I did, I had, there was a point when I did examine it in slow motion on VHS.
Oh, wow.
Just to see.
Oh, God.
Because it's a quick shot. So if you're watching the movie and it's just there, it's kind of quick. But if you do the frame by frame.
You had to slow down the film.
If you do the frame by frame.
Two frames.
Yes.
You had to slow it down two frames
yes.
to inspect Kevin Bacon's
yes,
penis.
Yes, because you need to see. Okay, because that way, and I'm sure the MPAA moms or whatever did that, because that way you'll tell that it's a flaccid penis and it's an R-rated penis.
Wow. Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
I was making a joke that, spank it a little bit to get a chubby going on before it's on film, but all right, man.
I mean, it didn't. It definitely didn't excite me, not in the least bit.
You never once thought about going a little X with Kevin Bacon.
No. I mean, I think he's he's got a nice package there. A nice bacon bit, for lack of a better term. But no, I do not wish to.
You've never imagined yourself in there and him opening the door and you just being on your knees, mouth open.
Well, then see, that would just be something entirely different.
No, you've never had that dream where it was Donald Pleasance that walked out of the shower.
No, I could not. He is my idol. He is my God. I could not do that to him.
His fully erect Sam Hain swinging in your face.
If If I had to suck it so he could continue to live, I would do so.
Now, would you spit or would you swallow his life juice?
I would take his life juice in my tummy.
I know you would, just so you can have a part of him in you, you sick fuck.
And I would never eat again for the rest of my life, because I could not contaminate his life juice in my belly with any other food. That would be my nutrients for life. His life juice would give me life.
Eternally. No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
It'd make you drunk and a fucking pedophile.
Well, how would it make me a pedophile if he's like... Oh, he just turned 97.
He didn't turn 97. Yes, in fact, he turned dead again.
Well, he's been dead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because unfortunate.
His disappointment in you killed him, Mike.
He probably
would. He stayed alive and fought all those horrible things for you, to show you that it was possible, to protect you.
Yes.
To show you that the worst life could throw at you,
yeah,
you can still triumph and prevail. He beat the shape. The guy that caused you nightmares time and time again.
Yes.
Not only that, he beat the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And stopped the end of the world to prove to you that it could be done.
Yeah.
Even in your last dying breath, it could be done. Everything is possible if you put your mind to it.
And I disappointed him.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You put your mind to it and proved him that not everything is possible. And he died.
Yes.
He died after putting so much effort into one film that he knew you would love above all others.
Mm-hmm.
He got that script and he read it. And he loved it. And somewhere in the back of his mind, he was just like, Michael J., this one's for you. Michael J., I'm going to do this film for you. And I'm going to show you, even in your old age, you could still do it. You could still pull off the impossible. You're stupid. You actually fall for that every time. You're going to slow clap your own crying like a bitch? Wow. Okay, so back to the MPAA. So Michael J. actually knows the rule on the penis.
I do.
Mike, do you know the rule on sex?
No penetration.
No visible penetration. Okay, what if it's lesbian sex, Mike?
No double-ended dildo between each other. No scissors.
Yeah, when's the last time you...
No scissoring.
You actually seen lesbian sex?
I don't know. I saw it depicted on South Park a little while ago.
Yeah, what I'm saying is in a film, quite often you see, you know, a guy, and you'll see his bare ass, and he's thrusting away. How many times do you see that with a chick? How many times do you see a chick going down on another chick?
I haven't.
How many times do you see him scissoring?
I haven't seen it, honestly.
How many times do you see a 69?
I haven't seen it, but it'd be interesting to check out.
Oh. Yeah, that's a little weird, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
How many times do you see a dude fucking another dude? How many times do you see gay sex?
I've never seen that.
Hmm. So what you're saying is the rating boards is a little bit harder on that?
Well, probably.
Wow, that seems a little, I don't know, unjust, doesn't it?
It could be.
Yeah, that's weird.
And yeah. Your reasoning is why?
Just because, you know, I always kind of naturally assumed you were secretly gay.
No, I don't enjoy, you know. I told you I would only do that for Donald if he could live.
Yeah, but if he came back to life now, man.
Yes.
That would just be agony, because he'd be, you know, little ashes everywhere. I don't think he could come back now.
No.
Well, then, even if he was like able to bring himself back together,
maybe I
into
need,
one form.
Maybe I need to give him my life juice. Like I
so
need.
So you're just gonna go jack off on a
I
beach
need to
in
go
France?
To that beach in France, and I need to spread my life juice around.
You're gonna get arrested.
And then that way, and then I'll just tell the French police. I will be like, I am spreading my life around, so I could bring Donald back.
You're going to get arrested and probably sent to a mental institution.
Not at all.
Yeah, they'll actually probably deport your ass back here, and I'll be seeing you at my other job.
I'll show a picture of him, and I will say, see this man? See this man? I'm doing this, and I'll do the, you know, they will watch me jerk off, and I will say, I'm doing this.
They'll probably just tase you.
So that he will live. I don't think they have tasers in France.
I would assume that. Anyway, okay. So, with just a couple little examples, we have kind of shown how the system's broken. They have untrained professionals that rape films. They have no real guidelines saying what is and is not okay. I mean, gun violence is out of control in PG-13 films. That's perfectly fine as long as you don't say fuck too many times or,
yeah.
You know, that I'm going to fuck you.
I mean, Ultron shouldn't have been in Avengers. I think that old Age of Ultron probably should have been rated R or NC-17 because, you know, Ultron was this big red robot.
You've never even seen the movie, have you?
No, but the fact that they have a character in it named Ultron sounds like a sexual being.
We're going to marathon the Marvel movies one of these days. More like weeks,
well,
but
maybe
anyway.
We should go to the drive-in.
You can suck my dick. But I do love a drive-in, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk real quick about a couple films that have been ruined by the MPAA.
Wait, just a couple?
Well, you pick some, I pick some. Just go, man. Talk about one. Say one. Come on. One. Let's go. Come on. Already, let's go. Come on. Come on.
How about Friday the 13th, the franchise in general?
Oh, you're saying the entire franchise?
Yeah, because I think there's been more than one that has been, you know, unjustly raided by them.
Okay. All right.
Did I steal your thunder?
Well, no.
I'm the assistant manager. I can do that.
Let's give a more definite example so people can understand. We'll go with the new blood because we do have the ultimate cut here that does have all the intended footage.
You know,
in
somebody
it.
Should upload that so they can see what we're talking about.
It's. Well, we're not giving that shit away for free.
Oh.
They can come here and fucking rent that.
Yes, please. And I have copies for sale as well.
What it does is actually... Yeah, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, come down and buy it now. Thank you.
What it does is it actually fixes a lot of problems with the film. And it does make the kills better. And that's honestly what you want from this film. And... the ending, so much better with the father decomposing.
Well, yeah. And then at the very end, you know, when he, you know, but that's not really a cut scene. I mean, it's just a cut scene.
Jason pops up.
Yes.
Yeah. I liked that too. Well, okay. One more from Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Jason Takes Manhattan, probably one of the most hated ones, but the MPAA butchered that one. Butchered it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made that one almost bloodless. And it's ridiculous. Okay, so since you said Friday the 13th, I'm going to say the Hatchet series.
Yeah, but they didn't really butcher that. That was just unrated. Oh, okay. That was just unrated, so.
So the first one comes out, and it was rated. It did have a theatrical run.
Yeah.
Much of the great parts of that cut. Part two came out unrated theatrically.
Right.
What happened with that, Mike? Why don't you tell me what happened with that?
Well, I didn't really like Hatchet 2, so I don't know if I'm too good to, you know, explain that to you or not.
Did you fucking put your phone away? Come on, man. We're at work.
I'm the assistant manager. I can do that.
Mm. All right, so I'll tell you, since you don't want to fucking talk. Hatchet 2 opened in theaters unrated. All right, and within the very weekend that it opened, it was pulled from every single screen. Now, here's what happened. The MPAA was not happy with this at all, because what happened was Adam Green completely sidestepped them. Now, if this would have been successful, how many other filmmakers would have just done this? Because let's face facts, it costs money to get your film rated.
Right, it does.
And then it costs money. God
damn. Yeah.
And then it costs money to repeal that and actually get an R rating. Because let's face facts, when you make the film and you're happy with it, you take it before them, 9 times out of 10, they're not happy with it. And you have to recut it and bring it back. Case in point, Rob Zombie did it 4 times to get 31 in R cut. Yeah. So, if this would have been successful, this would have been a huge hit to the MPAA. So what they did was they actually started to pressure the actual theatrical chain. I'm becoming mentally retarded. Yes. Sorry, people. The actual chain of theaters, They started to pressure them to actually pull them.
Okay.
And now, the reason that the theaters said they pulled them was it just wasn't, you know, bringing in the revenue. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you go back and actually look per screen, it more than doubled the chain letter. Had to think of the movie. More than doubled chain letter, which stayed in theaters, I think, 2 more weeks. And which, by the way, is not a good film.
I liked Chain Letter.
Of course you did.
It was very good, and Brad Dourif did an excellent turn in that film.
Okay, Brad Dourif is good, but
it's a great film altogether. You should watch it, and anybody who's listening that has never seen it, watch it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I will put all of our copies, because I do have about, I guess, 5 or 6 copies in stock right now on Blu-ray. I will put them aside. Somebody come in and rent them, please. Thank you.
Nobody's going to come and rent that. That's why they're all so set there.
Rent that. Get another one free. Store special.
Wait, what?
Rent Chain Letter and get a free rental with Chain Letter.
General release. General release.
New release, because then you're right.
General, because they still have to pay.
Oh, actually, well, no. Wait, well, Chain Letter is a general release by now, so yeah, 1-for-1 will work. It's a fucking 99-cent rental.
Horrible
it's
manager.
A 99-cent rental.
You're a fucking horrible manager.
Excludes new releases. Get down here and rent. Thank you.
And VHS.
Are you saying it excludes VHS too?
Yes.
Why?
Because our VHS ones cost more than 99 cents to rent.
No, they don't. Not now, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Not now, anyway. I changed the price.
You're marking them down to general release?
VHS is 99 cents per day. Or actually, no, I'm sorry. 99 cents for 2 days. And you get a free bag of popcorn. And the Wonka bar.
I can see it's going to be easier than I thought getting my job back.
No, dude, this is going to bring people into the store. You watch how things are going to go tomorrow.
I had them perfectly priced in between general release and new release.
Dude, nobody's paying $3 for a to rent a VHS. I'm sorry, it ain't happening. That's why they don't move.
No. No, they were $1.99. Oh. New releases are $3. What are you thinking? Yeah. You don't even know the fucking prices.
Of course I don't, because I don't pay attention to that shit.
Jesus Christ, and you're the fucking assistant manager? Yeah,
well, now,
generally.
Well, now
what
we're
the fuck
under,
do you do
well,
around
now
here?
Now we're under Michael J's special pricing. So now we have the VHSs are 99 cents for 2 days. You have new releases on Blu-ray or DVD is $5. $5.30 with tax for 2 days. You have general releases are now $1.99 for 2 days. No, actually, general releases are 3 days. I'm sorry. That's what we're doing. That's the new pricing structure under my reign.
I hate you.
You're gonna love me.
Okay.
You're gonna love me next week when the Jason Goes to Hell Blu-ray unrated comes in here. That's when you'll love me.
Fair enough, because that's a good fucking film. The unrated cut is a good fucking film. Now,
Debbie,
why is that, Mark?
Debbie!
Why is that one better, Mike?
Like,
tell me.
Ah, and then the dude steps in the condom is like, Debbie!
So, Mike, tell me how the MPAA fucked that film.
Well, I think there's two scenes in particular that I remember that were cut.
The scene you were just talking about.
Yeah, when she's in the tent, she gets split in half. That's beautiful. And then I believe there's another scene where...
Great practical effect that you never see. In the rated cut, you just see the guy get sprayed with some blood.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
The unrated cut, you get this great practical effect where you see the fence post go through the woman and then her rip in two.
Ah, Debbie!
Fantastic.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't see his kill. I always wondered how he got it then.
She fell over and the fence post went through him.
You think?
I don't fucking care. We got the awesome kill.
And you know what? Honestly, during that scene, you actually do have great sexual simulation. Where you can really feel like they're really having sex.
Okay, what's the other scene, Mike?
Then there's the scene where the little worm-like Jason fucking crawls up into the one's like vagina. And I think I actually see it going inside, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought that was the one.
No, we get extended scenes of the other kills and stuff like that, but we actually get to see it. I guess to a certain extent, you actually get to see it go in, whereas in the rated cut, you just see it go towards her.
Yes.
From its point of view.
Yes.
So, I guess you're kind of right.
Yeah, I am.
And you're kind of not really normal way.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not simply just horror films that are affected by this. I mean, there are all kinds of films. Action films, comedies. I mean, walk into Press Play any day and you're going to see, let's use one for example. Dirty Grandpa and the unrated cut of Dirty Grandpa. I mean, they litter the store because filmmakers want the true vision to be seen.
And honestly, nobody's renting Dirty Grandpa. I'm sorry, but it's just not happening.
I like Dirty Grandpa. I thought it was funny.
I saw it in the theater. I didn't enjoy it at all, really. I think it was a desperate plea for Robert De Niro to just say, give me money. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. It's not great at all, but...
You know what I love? You just flip-flopped. You flip-flopped.
I said it was you funny. Flip-flopped because you never said it was
funny.
Great.
Yes, but a great...
It was funny.
Yes,
was
but if
funny.
Something is funny...
Doesn't make it a great film.
Yes, it does. Because if something is funny,
no, it
then it is great.
You know why I mostly liked it?
Why did you mostly like it?
It had that one chick in it.
Which one? What is her name? Was she the same chick from that Life After Beth movie?
I've never seen that one.
Oh. Aubrey somebody?
Aubrey yes, that Plaza. One.
Yeah, she's also in this movie called Life After Beth. Maybe I'll have to hook you up with that copy.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah. That's like a zombie type. She's like a zombie or something. It's like a zombie love story or some shit.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
It's a romantic comedy. Oh, well, now I know. Okay.
Okay, you know what?
What?
Why don't you just use that as a homework assignment for me? Or are you not confident enough in that one?
What, Life After Beth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it myself.
Oh. Well, then we'll disregard that. Because I was going to say, we'll have an Aubrey homework assignment where I'll assign you one of her films and you assign me one.
Well, what film of hers would you assign me?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, she's in that too?
She's in that.
Wow. That could be different.
I'm still using that for a homework assignment for you at some point.
I'm sure. I have to find my, you know, the Blu-ray first. I know it's here in the store, but I also have it at my residence.
Yeah, just borrow it from the store once we close.
Yeah, I could.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I could do that because, you know, that doesn't cost any money.
Not a penny.
And that way, at least if somebody tried to break in here, they wouldn't shit all over that one.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, this whole talk about homework assignment, it got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This whole uproar about the store being broken in and everything, and then people just pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot you assigned me homework.
I did, didn't I?
Okay, so are you okay if we just close out this whole MPAA thing and move on to the homework?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck the MPAA.
That's right. Fuck you.
If you didn't get the general gist of what we're saying that we like the idea of the MPAA. We do need something like that, obviously. I mean, there needs to be some governing body. There needs to be something. But what we are saying is they need to be trained. They need to be educated people. And there needs to be stricter guidelines that actually make sense.
Yes. And can I ask you a question or something?
Yes.
I saw something that you posted on the group page. And, you know, I'd like to bring it to your attention because I'm very curious about it.
Okay.
It has a picture of this green person holding somebody with, like, Freddy claws. And it says, what would you guys think of Old Man Logan being closer to the comics? Okay, who the fuck is Old Man Logan?
I hate you right now.
Like, okay, so I'm waiting for somebody to have, like, a burned face and, like, now I'm playing with power, green thingy.
There is a new film coming out named Logan, loosely based off from the comic book series named Old Man Logan, involving
Logan?
The X-Men character Wolverine.
Okay, all right, hold on. You lost me. When did Wolverine become Logan?
That's his real name.
So then why is he Wolverine?
That's his code name.
And what the fuck? Why is he wearing, like, it's like Vega from Street Fighter with that fucking... Does he go around like, ha, ha, ha? You know, like Vega did in the Street
You've
Fighter
You've never
game?
Seen any of the X-Men films?
Nope, can't say that I have, actually.
Actually, no, I'm sorry.
I watched the first one from like 2000 or 2001 on DVD.
Yeah, so you remember. Okay. If you think back real far, he has metal claws attached to his skeleton that can come out through his hands.
I thought that was just like the Vega glove, and he was going around like, ha, no. Ha. And then I thought that he died at the end of the movie. So I thought.
No.
That he was just done, and now I see this.
And the green guy is the Incredible Hulk.
Wait, hold on a second. Because I'm watching on TBS, they have King of Queens on in the mornings, and I put that on sometimes when I'm here early in the morning. And didn't Lou Ferrigno play that green guy like a long time ago? Because he's on the King of Queens as a character, you know, as himself, I think. But I think he played the green guy.
Stop being stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. My homework assignment.
Yes.
Past Mike being stupid.
Yes. Ha!
Was The Lady in White.
Actually, it wasn't called The Lady in White. It was just Lady in
White. Oh, Lady in White. Yes. Okay, sorry. And this is it's an interesting little story. It's a story about a child in the 1960s in a small New York town and his ghostly encounters. Nice, simple enough synopsis, right, Mike?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so here's the thing. I like the concept. I love the feel of this film. I think so much of this is right. Here's the problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
The writer-director never got somebody else to really help him. Because the script is all right. I see what he's going for. It's kind of the whole Amblin film feel and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It needed to be tightened up a little bit. Instead, it spread out over months. I think if it would have just been a couple days right around Halloween, it would have made this a little bit better. And it's a little meandering storytelling wise. It's almost like he was watching, you know, A Christmas Tale and fucking films like that and wanted to make his own.
Yeah, but see, in a sense, with ghosts, that's what makes it a better movie because it encompasses different time periods, so it's like a horror film or a ghost film for different times of year that changes with the seasons and such. So that just makes it better.
I think it if you were to tighten that up a little bit, because it's a little longer too, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, the theatrical cut is like 1 hour and 53. The director's cut is 1 hour and 58.
Which is the cut I watched.
Right, and that's the cut that I watched too, because I rewatched it, is 1 hour and 58, and the extended director's cut is 2 hours and 6 minutes.
I think the next time I watch it, I'm going to watch the theatrical cut to see if they tightened it up at all.
Right.
But I think you could trim even more of that out of this film.
Right.
I mean, just script-wise, just trim this bitch down.
So you think he needed a better script supervisor?
What I'm saying, well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is he needed a co-writer to be like, this is very good. What we're going to do is we're going to now cut 30 pages.
Right. So you're saying tighten it up to 1 hour and a half. Yeah, but the grandparents
as an hour and a half, this would have been a great film.
Yeah, but the grandparents helped, you know, develop the character, develop relationships. I think that added to it.
And that could work.
Yeah.
Tone down some. They don't need as many scenes as they had.
Yeah, but he was for almost like the comic relief. He was me of the film.
We didn't need him that much. Just like you.
Yes. Oh, fuck you. Well, yes, we did.
All right. Like the whole scene about his watch and whatnot.
Oh, that was great.
Just cut it. All right, there was a lot that could have been trimmed. That's what needed to happen to this. They needed to trim the fat. I think if you would have spread it out over 3 days and trimmed the fat on this, right. I think the story's great. I think it really is a good story. The problem is it's too stretched out.
Well, have it go
meanders too much.
Have it go October 28th through the 31st.
Right, right. If that ended on fucking Halloween night,
right.
into Halloween morning,
right. And it ended, the tail end of the movie was the morning of the 1st of November.
Right. Like that sunrise coming up as November 1st. Yep. He had a kid still in his costume. You know, trim it down so it's more just the mystery. Maybe lose the other crazy lady so you're just dealing with ghosts.
Yeah, I think I do agree that she was kind of, you know, distracted. Oh, yeah, and kind of, yeah, not needed for the main objective of the story or the plot or whatever, definitely.
Right, right. And if you were, if this was a novel, you could flush this all out and, you know, I would be fine with that. This isn't a novel. This is a film.
Right.
All right. And I think little adjustments like that. Mm-hmm. Could fucking sell. There are details here that I really like they pull up to the cemetery in the very beginning before the flashback begins, and the very ornate gate and everything, and then later we see his dad designing that. I love all those details. Mm-hmm. I think the fucking set designs and whatnot, fucking top notch.
Right.
I think if you would have tightened this up and then realized your budgetary restraints,
right.
Not tried some of the effects that obviously they couldn't afford. Man, this film would have been fucking gold.
Yeah, and that's one of the thing that I noticed too. A lot of the, you know, and this isn't to say that I didn't still enjoy the movie, because I did. And you know, it's one of those, and I told you this before. You know, I cut it out of the original show there, but where you know, when I was younger, this was one of those that I would rent on VHS, and, you know, it kind of like disappeared from my consciousness, because I saw it maybe once or twice when I was 10, and then I never saw it again. And then, you know, Scream Factory released it, and I instantly remembered it. Like, I remembered the title when I saw it, and I was like, oh, I was like, this movie. So then I bought it, and I watched it again, you know, the other day, and I was like, This brings back a lot of memories. So it's one of those that, you know, kind of disappeared and then came back. Weird, yes.
Yeah, and I get how you probably have a lot more affinity for it because of, you know, just plain nostalgia. But for me, coming to it fresh, it's good. It could be great, but, you know, it's just passable. So I can't give you a point for this one, man.
Well, that's disappointing.
We're still tied, one apiece. So, before we get going, what's my next homework assignment?
Geez, I don't know. See, because I thought we were going to try to do the Ouija deal next.
Well, if I fucking get the board.
Well, get your ass out there and look for it.
Oh, you're fucking telling me I can leave the store early?
I'm the assistant manager. I'm telling you what you can do. Get your ass out of there.
All right. Everybody out there, have a great night. We will talk to you later. Later, fuckers. I'm out.
All right, he's gone. We can start the real show now. Let's go. All right. So in the beginning, the gods created a VCR. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That wasn't the beginning. In the beginning, they created VCRs out of Legos. So fucking blow those words out the back of your head.
plan is insane! Insane, I tell you! I can be lazy too! Look at me! I am a worthless employee, just like Homer Simpson! Give me a promotion! Ooh, I eat like a slob, but nobody minds! I'm peeing on the seat! Give me a raise! Now I'm returning to work without washing my hands, but it doesn't matter because I'm Homer Simpson! I don't need to do my work because someone else will do it for me! Do, do, do!
Hey, you okay, Grimy?
I'm better than okay. I'm Homer Simpson.
You wish.
Oh, hi, Mr. Burns. I'm the worst worker in the world. Time to go home to my mansion and eat my lobster. What's this? Extremely high voltage. Well, I don't need safety gloves because I'm Homer Simpson.
Frank Grimes, or Grimy as he liked to be called, taught us that a man can triumph over adversity. And even though Frank's agonizing struggle through life was tragically cut short, I am sure he's looking down on Kevin right now.
Change the channel, Marge!